Well, the administration is dedicated to greater pedestrian safety. As I said, we're expanding our trail network by 20 miles. We have put in new bike lanes. We've put in new sidewalks. We have put in, I think, a record number of crosswalks. I'd have to defer to Brandon Herget, the director of Department of Public Works, to tell you exactly what that number is, but I think it's a significant improvement in crosswalks. I'm proud to report that we're reimagining our roadways pursuant to our complete streets policy. And what that means is that, well, Secretary Buttigieg was here just several weeks back, bringing a $25 million federal check with him, which I was happy to receive. And we're going to be using that kind of federal support and maybe other federal grants to two-way major thoroughfares downtown. As they were originally envisioned and built, streets like Michigan and New York and Central, which has now been two-way, they were all one-way streets, either coming into town or going out of town, which have a lot of pedestrian, cycle-related challenges to them because people are driving at speeds that are unsafe. And so putting in two-way streets, they exist on Michigan and New York on the west side of town, but we're going to be two-waying both of those streets on the east side of town, and then some of the major north-south thoroughfares are also going to have two-way, which protects bikers, protects pedestrians, protects anybody who's using any other form of multimodal transportation other than a car. That's also why I'm pleased that we're investing in our bus rapid transit, and particularly as that relates to your housing question earlier, but also now it becomes a transportation and infrastructure question, the transit-oriented development, which is going up along these bus rapid transit lines, which hopefully, and also going to your affordability question, will allow people to live close to a rapid transit bus line so they can get to and from work in safe ways, or they can live downtown in affordable housing where they can walk to and from work. I'm very pleased, and I've had a lot of good comments about the council's decision to prohibit right turns on red in downtown. I've had many people come up to me and say, we have experienced a fundamentally different approach that drivers use downtown. Instead of blowing into an intersection where a red light is on and you just turn right automatically, you have near misses going down, the number of near misses. So it's all that infrastructure-related investment that will protect cyclists, that will protect walkers and other forms of multimodal transportation in ways that Indianapolis has never really thought of before.